Okay, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. I'd like to call the meeting order. Today is Monday, June 23rd, and this is a meeting of the Nevada Deferred Compensation Committee. Rob, could you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Davey?
Here.
Ms. Oliver?
Here.
Dr. Romo?
Here.
Mr. Woodbury?
Here.
Chairman Cisco?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Was the meeting properly noticed and posted?
Yes, it was, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Before we start public comment, could those of you who have called in by telephone please identify yourself for the record?
Frank Piccarelli, Siegel Roger Casey.
Steve Platt, ING.
Is that it? Anybody else on the phone? Okay. At least nobody else wants to identify themselves. Okay, comments from public comment. Comments from the public are invited at this time. Prior to the commencement of possible action items, there will also be a public comment period at the end of the meeting, which can be on any topic principally related to the Nevada Deferred Compensation Program. Committee reserves the right to limit the amount of time that will be allowed for each individual to speak and may place reasonable restrictions on the manner of the public comment. The committee is precluded from acting on these items raised during public comment that are not on the agenda. Public comment pursuant to this item should be limited to items on the agenda. And historically, we limit public comment to 3 minutes. So anybody would like to come up and make public comment at this time here in Las Vegas? Okay, seeing none, I'll go ahead and move on to item number three. Mr. Bomer, would you go ahead and introduce item number three?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Item number three is for a possible action item to receive and approve recommendation to authorize state purchasing to proceed with contract negotiations with the highest ranking bidder derived from the outcome of the RFP scoring conducted by the appointed RFP evaluation committee, and to also authorize the NDC chairman to approve final contract submittal to the Nevada State Board of Examiners for approval.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to go ahead and introduce Kim Perondi, who is the Assistant Chief Procurement Officer for the Nevada State Purchasing. And Ms. Perondi, if you'd go ahead and give us a run through of what's occurred up to this point and what's to occur.
Certainly. Kim Perondi, Assistant Chief Procurement Officer with the State's Purchasing Division. Just a short brief summary of what's occurred so far. RFP 3119 for 457B Record Keeper was released on March 26th. On or about April 18th, we responded to questions that were received regarding the RFP, and we issued those responses via an amendment. On May 2nd, we received four proposals in alphabetical order. The proposals were received from ING, Massachusetts Mutual, Prudential, and VALIC. Pursuant to NRS 333, an evaluation committee consisting of the committee members as well as a representative of another state agency, Department of Transportation, also a member of the PERS board with the state of Nevada, formed the committee to independently evaluate the proposals, which occurred between May 2nd and June 11th. On June 12th, the committee came together and made a determination of the finalists that would be invited to present a best and final offer, which occurred last Friday on June 20th. Those companies were the top three, ING, MassMutual, and Prudential. So before I announce the selection made as a result of those presentations, I'd like to just address the next steps. Because this procurement is in accordance with NRS 333, with your approval today, what will happen afterwards is we will issue a letter of intent to award to the highest ranked vendor. We will begin negotiating the final contract terms, and once we've reached an agreement, we will issue a formal notice of award, at which point the information, the evaluation materials, and all proposals will become public record. So until that point, unfortunately, there won't be any information available.
And just for clarification, when you say won't be any information available, you're saying that in regards to the reason or what the winning bidder has offered, that kind of stuff?
Correct. The proposals themselves, as well as the scores given by each committee member. Those will become public record after we come to an agreement with the contract terms. And the reason for that, it's pointed out in NAC 333-170, it allows us to keep the proposal information confidential in the event we're not successful, so that we can go to the next highest ranked vendor to begin negotiating terms with them. Purchasing will remain the sole point of contact, so if there are any questions or comments, they should be deferred to my office. Following issuance of the notice of award, we will submit the contract to the BOE. Our target is the August BOE. And we will put together information for the benefit of the participants as well, to understand the facts and decisions of the committee members and the proposal information. Any questions on that part?
So, Ms. Perani, from your overseeing and supervising this process and handling anything else, did it appear to you that everything was handled in the appropriate and fair manner?
Yes, absolutely.
Ms. Feister?
You mentioned confidentiality and everything else. At what point then do you know, perhaps to Shane, do the committee members fall under that confidentiality until it's actually awarded?
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, purchasing would be the sole point of contact. So if anybody contacted the committee, they should refer them to me until a point which we have a notice of award.
Go ahead and
okay.
Continue on.
So the highest scoring vendor and the committee selection is ING.
Okay. Now, just for clarification, my understanding is we can't talk about anything that's, again, in the bid. So the only discussion we can have here is a vote and a...
Right. If there are any questions about what has occurred so far, I'm happy to entertain telephone calls or emails, and can go back through all of this process and cite the different statutes and regulations that we're following with. But right. Once the notice of award is issued, we'll have a lot more information available.
Okay. So, committee members, we probably need to get a motion and a second on there. And the motion is kind of listed on here. We need it specific because of the time frames we had. We're basically authorizing purchasing and our investment consultant to do the contract negotiations, and then authorizing me to sign it so it can be sent to the next board of examiners, so we're not having another meeting before that point in time. So, looking for a motion from somebody.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we accept the recommendation of the RFP Evaluation Committee and authorize state to proceed with contract negotiations and ultimately to have an approved contract to the BOE. Is that sufficient?
Shane says we need be specific on the last one and authorize the NDC chairman to approve the final contract.
Okay, I'd amend that my motion to authorize the NDC chairman to approve the final contract and submit to the Board of Examiners.
He's good.
Second, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Mr. Davies seconds. Okay, open for discussion. We can discuss much. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving on, item number, wait a minute, I need to do this, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ms. Barandi. You steered us through a very difficult process, primarily because of what happened last time and everything else, but you just put a lot of your own time and a lot of time into this and everything, and thank you. We really appreciate all that you've done, and you've been very professional and extremely handled this very well. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
And then secondly, I'd like to put it on the record, NRS 333 required us to have at least one person from an outside agency, even though we're all from different agencies. Again, State Purchasing felt it wise, and we added somebody, Mr. Dave Olson from the Department of Transportation, and I'd like to express my thanks to him, and I'll probably give him a call later and thank him for that, but because I screwed up last Friday, didn't do that before he left, but my appreciation to Dave Olson for being an outside party in that. This has been somewhat unique in the fact that this committee authorizes it, but that committee is the one that scored it, so but just for the record. So having that, we'll move on. Comments or updates? Any comments from the committee members? Yeah, Ms. Woodbury.
I just wanted to echo the sentiments here, Mr. Chairman, of Kim and her work, I think even work weekends on this matter, how complex it was, everything else. And every time we went to you looking for either advice or direction, you were there. So I want to thank you for that as well. And I certainly want to thank all the sponsors, providers that submitted proposals. It's not an easy decision. And I know that everybody will, you know, continue working to the benefit of the participants in any way possible.
Mr. Woodbury.
I'm just going to echo those same sentiments. Again, thank you to Kim. This process was thorough, was fair, it was very difficult. And again, just want to thank the firms that submitted proposals. They were great proposals. You made it extremely difficult for us. It truly was a difficult decision. But we did, make a decision based on what we felt was our duty and our responsibility to the participants and the best proposal. But it was a challenging thing. And just thank you for making it challenging for us, because they were great proposals. And I think from the very beginning, when we decided to go with a single provider, it was tough because we've got two great providers that have done a fantastic job. And it was, you know, personally, just have this sense of dread through this whole process of how are we going to make this decision. It was challenging, but ultimately, you know, we couldn't have gone wrong with either of our current providers. And just want to thank you for all that you've done, and looking forward to just moving forward. Again, thank you. Appreciate it. It's great proposals and all the great work that you've done. So.
Thank you also, Kim, getting us through the process. Really appreciate that. It was a good process and was a lot of work, a lot of good proposals, and everything has been very thoroughly documented and very structured. And thanks again. It was a pleasure.
Mr. Davies?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to echo what everyone else has said. Thank Kim. You made it a very understandable and easy process, and especially for somebody in the legislative branch who has not been exposed to the kinds of things that you deal with in the executive branch with purchasing and all that. So I very much appreciated your leadership and guiding us through that. I also want to thank Frank for his analysis. Obviously, it's part of his job and what we pay him for, but his analysis of all the proposals was very helpful as well. And it's a very good process. I appreciate being a part of it. Thank you.
And I guess, like I say, the only thing I'll add to it is like I say, it was a difficult decision. Ultimately, using the procurement process, the numbers ultimately made the decision for us, which was, I think, helped a lot in regards to that. But very difficult decision, because we do have two good providers, like I say, so. Move on, item number five. And Mr. Piccarelli, you have any comments?
No, I just want, you know, everyone to know how hard the committee worked on this process. It's not an easy process, and, you know, they always looked in the best interest of the participants, and it was a very difficult process, and they are to be commended for all of the work and time they put into the project, asked appropriate questions, and Kim did a great job in coordinating all that, so you should be commended for the work you've done as committee members on this plan.
Thanks, Frank, and again, thank you for all your help on it. Record keepers, would either of our record keepers like to come up and make any public comment?
Chairman and members, Bishop Bastien, B-A-S-T-I-E-N. Just for on behalf of ING and on behalf of Jamie Ohl, I know that she wished she could have been here today, but she had a conflict in New York. But thank you for the trust that you put in us. We promise to work very hard to live up to those trusts and look forward to doing the best that we can for the participants in this plan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Staff updates. Mr. Beamer.
Rob Beamer. For the record, none at this time from staff.
Okay. Micah, anything? Right. And like I just want to say to the two of you, I feel very bad for both of you because you're going to have a lot of questions. And unfortunately, we're weeks, if not months, away from sending this to the BOE. So there's a fair amount of time there in which you can't tell the participants, or anybody that calls much about the bid or the bid. So good luck to y'all, is all I can say. Last time, public comment. Any public comment here in Las Vegas? Seeing none, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Seeing no second, we'll just stay here until our August meeting. No.
I'll second it, sir. Sure.
Okay. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned, and Brian, we'll see you later. Enjoy the beginning of your retirement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.